This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's what I want you to do for me as we get going today. Take those stories you have been hearing and reading and seeing all day long about the Chinese stock market, how the main Shanghai index was off 8.5% today, and how the end may very well be nigh. I want you to take all those stories and very, very slowly back away from your monitor. No, I get it. It's not comforting to see markets in the world's second biggest economy take a nosedive, but trust me, it's going to be okay. Probably. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Given what our markets went through only a few years ago during the Great Recession, China's stock market nosedive might seem a little terrifying. But it shouldn't, at least not for us.
China's financial markets are mostly closed off to those outside of the country.
Nadege Roland is Senior Project Director for the National Bureau of Asian Research.
So of all the shares in Chinese stock markets, foreigners own less than 2%.
One of the many reasons for this is so the Chinese government can maintain control over its market and do things like threaten to arrest people who sell off shares. The real linkages to China, though, are through its actual economy. Even there, though, the impacts are
real but limited.
Nicholas Lardy is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute.
China is about 7% of our exports, and exports are not a really huge chunk of our overall economy. So only about a percentage of our production is getting sold in China.
So no cause for panic there. Patrick Chovanec is chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management. He says it's a mistake to think that all growth is good growth and any kind of slowdown in China must be bad.
That's not really the case. A lot of the growth that has taken place over the past 5 or 6 years in China was bad growth, credit-fueled investment and overinvestment.
So he says if China's slowdown means that its economy can correct and become more of a consumer-based economy, buying from the world instead of selling to it, that could ultimately benefit everyone. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.